In developing countries, infectious diseases such as tuberculosis, AIDS, and malaria create a tremendous burden on society. But chronic diseases also create suffering for many people in both wealthy and low-income countries. Martin Schillig heads the International Diabetes Federation. He says the number of people around the world with conditions like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer is growing rapidly.
It's thought now, and the estimates are really very good, that 6% of the adult population in the world has this form of diabetes, type 2 diabetes. And it's growing at the rate of 7 million more each year.
As people start to live longer and more prosperous lives, they are more prone to chronic diseases. Schillig says this is becoming evident as more people migrate to cities. Since 2007, more people in the world are living in cities than in rural areas.
And this migration from the country to the cities is still occurring. There's very good information that shows that if you move from a rural country location to the city, then you double your risk for diabetes. If the city is more than a million in size, you double it again. And if the city is a mega city of more than 10 million, you double your risk of diabetes again.
But Schillig says organizations like the World Health Organization and large donors tend to focus on communicable diseases. They don't fund research or treatment for chronic diseases.
It turns out that there's only about a list of 10 very simple drugs that are all out of patent, and they can be manufactured very, very cheaply. And all it needs is for a political commitment to make these cheap drugs available to this enormous burden of non-communicable diseases in the developing world.
So Schillig and other healthcare leaders went to Geneva this past week to ask the World Health Assembly at the World Health Organization to increase funding and attention to chronic diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and cancer.
You cannot divide a person into communicable and non-communicable. It turns out that a person with tuberculosis may well have diabetes. A person with HIV/AIDS will develop heart disease.
Schillig says donors and international organizations need to focus more on strengthening health systems, not just providing funds for the eradication of one disease or another. He made his presentation to the World Health Organization in Geneva this past week. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.